There she is, the High Queen, the unofficial High Queen of Cove.
How are you?
Fully equipped with a head full of hay fever.
Yeah, I'm dying this morning, lads.
Don't let the husband cut the lawn if you suffer with hay fever. Yeah, just let it grow. Grow a little meadow.
Do you suffer with it?
No, I don't. I get a little touch of asthma every now and then. But
oh, it's horses with you, isn't it?
Me and horses don't get on.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to horse hair.
Yeah, it's strange.
My dad put me up on a pony when I was about 4, and I ended up in hospital for a month.
That's mad.
Weird, very strange. Whatever's in horse hair,
it just gets to you straight away.
There's another person in Cork. There's one, at least one more person in Cork that suffers with the same thing. Because the last time I mentioned this, their mum messaged in going, "Oh my God, my kid has the same thing."
Wow. It's just an oversensitivity to horse hair.
Can't go to Mallow Racecourse. Can't be near the lads. I can go up in the stands. If I went down to the paddock, I'd be dead.
Would you?
Weird.
That's bizarre, isn't it? Yeah, well, mine is hay fever.
Maybe his horses are allergic to me. Maybe it's the other way around.
The funny thing is, your greeting to pretty much everybody on this planet is...
"How are you, horse box?" Maybe that's where it comes
from. The irony.
Yeah.
The irony. So...
"How are you, horse?"
Yeah. So, there was a bit of grass cutting going on. I was out in the city on Friday night.
Oh, you were. You had the Red FM girls' night out.
Lads, I'm not even joking you. Like, we only stayed along McCurtain Street. It was like being in Barcelona.
It's gorgeous, wasn't it? Oh, my God. The whole weekend, everyone eating outdoors. The city was buzzing.
Oh, so nice. And it is so nice. Those pedestrianised streets. Now, I know it can be a bit of a disaster if you're driving.
Mm.
Because remember when McCurtain Street was two-way traffic? Do you remember?
It is now, though.
Is it two-way traffic?
Yeah, no. It was only one-way ages ago. Now they've made it two-ways.
Are you sure?
100%.
Okay, so now it's two ways. But they've pedestrianised an awful lot of McCurtain Street now, so it's much wider.
The footpaths are much wider, yeah.
And that's what gives it that kind of, that European kind of vibe. Like, it was so nice, and everybody was eating and drinking, and it was really nice.
Yeah, it gives it that European kind of vibe until somebody comes crashing through a window in one of the local chippers.
I know, yeah. That's the other side of it. Listen, I know everything comes with its drawbacks, but on a particularly nice evening
Stunning.
Cork City... when everyone is out and about doing that, it's a really nice vibe.
And the sun kind of comes around by the Coliseum there.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Do people still call it the Coliseum, the bowling alley down at the end?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, we had a great evening. Yeah, it was lovely. How'd you get on?
What did I do Friday? So I took the little fella into his first Munster rugby game.
That's right.
Munster were playing Benetton, their must-win match. I wasn't going until 2 o'clock. My buddy Owen rang and says, "Hey, I'm after getting a junior and adult pass here. Do you want it?"
Yeah.
I was like, straight out the window.
And that was Caleb's first ever Munster match.
First ever Munster game. So we went into town, got him a little Munster jersey and a ball.
Yeah.
And he took that along to the game. And he was just...
Was he mesmerised?
He was enthralled by
it. Was he?
It was his first... Like, we were sitting... The seats we were in the stand. You're like... You're pretty much on the pitch where we were sitting. And he was just like, he couldn't believe the hits. And he was like, "Is he okay, Daddy?" "No, he's fine. They do this all the time."
It's a different ball game rugby, isn't it?
Wow, crazy. but I thought they were going to get hammered. Like, the Benetton in the first half were brilliant. And then they came out the second half. It was Peter O'Mahony and Conor Murray's last game.
Yes, right. Epic.
In Cork.
Yeah.
And they just came out in the second half and they were absolutely amazing.
Oh.
And then at the end, the really nice thing, we went up to the barriers. And all the players come over and they spend ages with the kids and the fans signing things.
Good.
So he got his ball signed by Peter O'Mahony and he got his ball signed by the new winger from South Africa.
I mean,
what's
that's
his name
brilliant.
Again? So it was just he woke up the next day, he was still buzzing about it.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Brilliant.
So that was that. And then what happened over the weekend? We had the hurling yesterday.
Yeah.
Ah, dear. Look, what can you say about it? It's one of those games, Vic, if you're on the back foot from the offset, and in the first 5 minutes, I think they had a goal and 5 points up or something.
Oh, my God. So you're on the back foot or the whole way through then, really, you know?
Yeah. They had the wind in the first half as well, so Limerick just did ferocious damage.
Oh, well done, yeah.
Best first half, I think. I don't know whether anyone agree with me on that. It was, for me, anyway, I've never seen a team play so well for the first 35-40 minutes.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible stuff. But next week we rock on to Parkeycueve, we rock on to Waterford, we rock on to. We have to win.
It's such an amazing game.
Oh,
I have
the best.
To say that. Yeah. I do think it's such an amazing game.
Not when you're getting smashed.
No. But to watch, and when, as you said, mm-hmm. when there's a first half like that and the play is just on point, it's the one of the best games in the world.
I think Donal Logue said it during his analysis at the end of the game. You're looking at probably one of the greatest teams of all time in the current Limerick squad.
Really? They're strong. Yeah.
Just go back and watch the highlights, reel. If you want to see the greatest skills in sport, it was yesterday. And Cork, to their credit, had a good fight back in the second half. We needed a bucket load of goals, to get us back in the game. But they kept fighting on. It wasn't to be.
No.
There's still hope we can beat Waterford and then hopefully take second place in the table, and then possibly meet Limerick again in the Munster final.
Dust yourselves off.
All right, lads.
Go at it again.
There's another win in that, without doubt. So we just drive on. So listen, I hope you had a cracking weekend. It's Monday morning again. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Red FM. Bad one, a bad one, I tell you. A bad one. A bad, bad one.
Yep. A bad one. It was. Oh, look, listen, it's one of those things, that hurling match yesterday. I had a weird feeling going into it on Friday. You were confident of a 20 point.
I was confident.
Yeah. Confident of a 20 point win. I mean, it was nearly that, but the other way around. But it was. I knew going into it that Limerick were out for blood yesterday, and I knew with a bit of home advantage, I thought it's going to be a close game. I called it a 3 points for Cork, but I was way off
Limerick
the mark.
Limerick had revenge for the semi final last year. Cork had a 3 week layoff. Not that that's an excuse, but look, you beat Waterford on Saturday or Sunday, you're back on track. So look.
Yeah. So once there's a Waterford win this weekend.
Yeah, we beat Waterford.
Top two. Do we meet Limerick again in the
the Munster final? Yeah.
Okay. You mean we have to go through all of that crack, that stress again? Where would the Munster final be played?
Limerick, I think.
Lads, come off the stage. Morning, Kelly Boo. Kelly, I need your thoughts on this one here.
Okay.
There is a 26-year-old woman in America who's in court with her ex-husband, and she's suing him. What would she be suing him for? She's suing him for wasting her youth. She married him at 21. Met him at 20, married at 21, and she believed every promise, love, family, kids, and a future together. Now at 26, with a failed marriage behind her, she's in court with him for wasting her time. But you know the way, you have a really good solicitor and they find a legal loophole.
In America anyway.
She could win this.
Well,
no, she couldn't.
Mariah Carey won something similar before.
What happened?
She sued her ex, James Packer, I think his name was, for an inconvenience fee. Essentially, she sued him for wasting her time.
See what I mean?
And she got like over 10 million. She got to keep.
What?
They settled out of court and she got to keep her engagement ring, which was 35 carats or something.
Oh, wow.
And then an additional 5 million as well, I think. So it's possible.
Her lawsuit claims emotional distress, lost opportunities, being misled in her prime years. No kids, no house, no lasting legacy, just a shattered dreams and a broken heart. I mean, if she wins this,
we're all in trouble.
Everyone's doomed. Come on, stage.
She'll be giving people ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, she's in court. We'll keep an eye on this battle of the ages. We're going to send you glamping this week on the show, and we want to send you along for an incredible experience to the wonderful Bear Island, West Cork. And it's all with thanks to Wild Atlantic Glamping. Glamorous camping. That's where we're going to send you. So we have two different night stays for both families, groups or couples. Like today, we're going to give away a two-night weekend stay for a couple. Tomorrow, two-night weekend stay for three friends. We've got a midweek stay for two adults and two kids. That kind of thing. So we'll mix and match and get you what suits you in your situation.
We've got it all, lads.
Got it all sorted. So we'll do that very, very soon. We're going to play a little game called 5 in 10 later on this morning, which is seriously good crack. And you need to be quick on your feet. Now, I don't know how you're looking at, on a Monday morning. You remember how we played this, right?
Yeah, we won't make it too hard, though.
Ah, we will.
No, we won't. You just got to have your good brain on.
Okay.
We're going to get 5.
Will we do a little example of
what
we're doing?
You're going to test me, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Oh, God, go on.
Okay, give me five things you shouldn't put in the bath.
A saucepan, I can't. Fire extinguisher, a feather, a pen, a pair of slippers.
I'd have to give you the prize.
That's the most ridiculous list of things I've ever heard in my life, lad.
It's not really. Okay, give me five movies with Tom Cruise in.
Oh, Big, Forrest Gump.
Big?
Sleeps in Seattle.
Big?
Yeah, Big.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm. Cuckoo. All right, give me five things you gossiped about to the girls on Friday night. Go.
No.
Yes, come on.
No.
Come on.
I quit.
I know, it was an absolute bitching session on McCurtain Street. Come on.
Husbands.
Husbands. Five husbands. Yeah, fair enough. That's what we're going to do a little bit later on. So if you want to win yourself a glamping holiday, will you do me a favour? Text glamping in your name to 0868104106. We'll play 5 and 10 and get you a lovely break on Bear Island. Ladies, you're damn right. Oh. Anybody got any weddings this year?
No, thankfully.
No? Yeah. You know, you have these years where you have like 3 or 4 weddings. You get hit with them. And let's call it what it is, lads. When a wedding invite comes through the door, it's either one or two things happen. You go, oh, great, day out. You're like, oh, Jesus, that's really, do we have to? Oh, no, what am I doing? The grand gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to know this morning, what are the things you would find at a traditional Irish wedding? Because this is the kind of weather for it, isn't it?
Listen.
Do you like them? Do you enjoy going to them?
I love them.
Right, okay. I gotta admit, I'm not the biggest fan. If it's a very close friend, yeah great. But you know when you're not too sure, of who you're going, whose wedding you're going to, but you're kind of,
it's a long old day, and then like you just want to be fed, and then they're doing their stupid speeches that go on for an hour. It's like, just give me some potatoes.
What if we did weddings in reverse? What if we did everything in reverse?
Okay. So we started with the
disco.
So we all started standing on the table with our ties around our head, rocking out to Thunderstruck.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
And then we have the sausages and sandwiches.
Okay.
And then the band starts.
Right.
Okay.
And then what?
Then we. Then the band starts. Then you have the meal.
The dinner, yeah.
And then we all meet in the lobby.
Yeah.
Then we all go to the church and we get a taxi home.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Would it work?
I like it.
Things you'd find at an Irish wedding. Does anybody out there still do the Child of Prague?
Oh, everyone does.
What's that again?
It's a very strange Irish tradition where we put a statue called the Child of Prague outside because it affects the climate. It's for good weather.
Statue of a child, and apparently it will give
but
you
where
good
does
weather.
It come?
It's biblical. I don't know where the tradition comes from, but the Child of Prague looks like a senior member of the royal family.
Yeah.
So do you all have one in your house?
You'd have an older member of the family, like grannies would be firing them out the door.
Would they?
Absolutely, yeah. So we do the Child of Prague thing.
Okay.
You have a dad that cries like a baby.
Yeah.
For the first time you see dad crying because, you know, you're walking up the aisle, you're looking amazing. We have, I've never understood brides arriving to the wedding in a tractor. It's risky business, isn't it?
It is. Brides will arrive in anything,
but
though.
The dress getting destroyed or covered in oil, it's very, very risky business. But usually you'll see a Massey Ferguson turning up. Some of these are from fabday.com, by the way, the wedding website.
Okay.
Getting ready in the morning feels and looks like a Denny's ad. It's the only time you have a fry with Prosecco.
Well,
I think that's lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
The local GAA club turn up to provide a guard of honour with the Hurleys.
Yeah.
You got to get a selfie with the priest.
Got to get a selfie with the priest. You've got to be watching a match on the mobile phone during the wedding.
We do that.
As per you two at my wedding.
Yeah, you're never going to let us like forget that, are you?
No, I'm not going to let you forget it.
What was the game?
I don't know.
I think Munster were playing and we were just like kind of like...
No, I think it was like a Champions League match.
It was Champions League.
It was the Champions League final.
It was.
That's what it was.
It was the Champions League final.
You're lucky we turned up given that the Champions League final was on.
As you should have seen them. They were there for hours watching.
During Vic's speech, I had my phone and about 8 people leaning over me looking at the match.
That's true.
Hey, listen, we still listen to you.
I know, I'm only joking.
I can't remember what you said, but we're still listening to you. The groom and the groomsmen at a wedding are all sunburned because of a game of golf from the day before.
Yeah.
Isn't that always the case?
You know it.
Does anybody gamble on the speeches?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you go to a wedding, it's a bit of crack. You gamble on, like, around the table, everyone throws in a tenner. It'll be 22 minutes or 18 minutes. Somebody times it, and then somebody gets a...
What we
that.
Do is you throw a fiver into the glass, and every time someone says thank you or the bride's name, you pass the glass along. And okay. whoever the ends at the end of the speeches gets the money with the glass.
It's a different variation
like
of it.
It lads.
Yeah, gambling on the speeches. You always have a champion Irish dancer at an Irish wedding. Oh, you don't know, but it's a cousin that you didn't know was a champion Irish dancer,
well,
and she
right.
tears onto the dance floor.
She does, yeah.
You have Galway Girl, Riverdance, and Maniac 2000, all making it into the playlist.
Classic.
Then you have, there seems to be a regional divide whether the food in question should be tato crisp sandwiches or cocktail sausages for the... You know that bit between...
Yeah.
That's right.
You know...
When the band take their little break.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why not both?
Yeah.
Why not both, yeah.
And then the classic tie on the head for Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
And there's always a girl crying at the end of an Irish
always.
Wedding. She's on the steps, no shoes. She's scrolling on her phone, but she's not scrolling on the phone. She's scrolling on the bit where the lenses for the yeah. camera are. It's backwards.
You know what? You know too much. How do you know that? Crying
but
on
you've
the
always seen them.
He told me he loved yeah. me.
Yeah. Covered mascara all over yeah. the shop, and she's only crying because the sky is the wrong colour.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right, my love.
Hello.
Hey up, Gov.
All right.
6:43 on a Monday morning. Vic's got your VIP, so what's happening?
Yeah, we had the Eurovision on over the weekend. Saturday night was the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2025. I watched quite a bit of it, actually. It's always an interesting one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the most interesting part came right at the end when we were looking at the leaderboards. And it was Austria that
G'day,
won.
Mate.
Oh, yeah.
Austria.
Austria.
G'day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Dumb and dumber.
Yeah.
Sorry. Austria.
Austria. Yeah. Not Australia. Austria.
Do you know that in an airport in Austria, yeah. I swear to God this yeah. is true, their main airport, they have a little kind of an office
yeah.
that people go to when they realise that they've flown to Austria and not Australia.
Serious.
And it happens pretty much every month.
Are you serious?
People get on, book the wrong flights, go on the wrong flight, end up in the wrong country.
That is actually mad. Yeah. They think they're going to Australia, they end up in Austria.
They've booked the wrong part of the world, and they just say, yeah, it looks like Australia, yeah, and they hop on board the wrong flight, and there's a little department that deals with all those mistakes.
That's amazing.
I love it.
Oh my God. Anyway, Austria were the winners of the Eurovision Song Contest. JJ winning out with his performance of Wasted Love. I'll give you a little snippet of that here.
Is this the mad operatic kind
yeah.
of thing? Okay.
170. He did it. JJ has done it. Yes, there you go.
Oh, I'm getting the slapping the ghoulies with a wet towel vibes off it.
Why?
Woo!
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I mean, his voice is absolutely amazing. He seemed to be the favourite pretty much all the way through, although Israel were in second. There was a lot of Palestine protesters that were causing a headache for security on Saturday night. A few of them tried to storm the stage. And then I think outside the venue, while the whole show was going on, there was massive protests with riot police.
Great.
Have a listen.
No issue with that at all.
Yeah. I'm surprised that... Can I be honest?
Yeah. I know where you're going to go with this, and yeah. I'm in the same mindset as this. Like, the girl singing the song,
yeah.
yes, she's representing a country and a flag. She's not dropping bombs on women and children. Is it fair to target, you know, you represent a country no matter what?
Yeah.
You're open to that kind of scrutiny.
It was such a complex situation. First of all, their entry, then their inclusion, and then just watching that leaderboard on Saturday night and listen.
Should it be a case of, you know, art is art and you just leave it at that? It's a song contest.
Yeah.
If you're getting politically charged over it, I don't know. But we gave them 12 points, didn't we?
You did, yeah.
Ireland did.
Yeah, Ireland did, yeah.
So, you know, I think a lot of people might have been on the side of
she's
this is
just a young
it's,
lady
it's
who's
just a song.
Performing
yeah.
in a competition.
Yeah.
But anyway, regardless, yeah, it was quite a contentious evening with that aspect included, I suppose. And this is just some nice news. Jessie Nelson, who used to be in Little Bit Mix, welcomed twins over the weekend. Apparently, she'd been in hospital since March and they were a little bit worried about the two little bubbas, but everything's fine. She's confirmed that both babies are safe and well. And yeah, she was being photographed on social media yesterday.
Little boys, little girls, do we know?
I don't know, actually. They haven't revealed the gender. Oh, sorry. I beg your pardon. Two baby girls. God, imagine that, lads.
Oh, if she's a little boy, she'd have to call him Little Mick. You would, wouldn't you?
Would.
Just for the crack.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Did I really say that doing the call out for the pop quiz? On Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. Can you tell me the capital of Paris, please? That is your qualifying question.
Oh, Jesus.
The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Really?
Well, the thing is,
yeah?
I heard you say it.
And you didn't correct me.
I didn't correct you. So there's two of us in it. Don't worry about it. It's Monday.
It's like when you're typing a text and you spell it wrong, but you still know where I was going. Anyway.
I knew what you meant.
All right. Who have you got there? Rob, how are you, buddy?
Hello.
Hello. Hey. How's things?
I'm good, and you?
Not too bad. What was your weekend like, Rob? What was the highlight?
I was alright. I was sanding.
Sanding. Now there's a tedious, hard job, especially if you're down on your knees sanding floors.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh God, no! This was wall paneling.
Okay.
Never again.
Yeah. Okay. Never again.
Have you got your little face mask and your goggles and everything?
I do, and the dust was flying everywhere.
Tough gig, man. So you're feeling it this morning, are you?
I am.
Aches and pains in places you didn't know existed. Oh, man. Right, what we do, let's give him €1,000.
Yeah, let's
win
go.
A little bit of work, yeah. Rob. Let's go for it.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Rob, what's the capital of France?
Paris.
And question number 2. What animal is said to be man's best friend?
Dogs.
Can you name a member of Girls Aloud?
Nadine Coyle.
What family act will play in Cork this summer? So a family act will play in Cork.
Ooh. Crystal Swing.
Question number 5. Technically, you could be right on that one. In Greek mythology, who is the god of the sun?
Zeus.
Question number 6. Name the first Oasis album.
Morning Glory.
Question number 7. What gas do plants absorb from the air? They absorb what from the air?
Carbon monoxide. Dioxide.
Yeah, carbon dioxide. What Little Mix star has announced the birth of twins?
Oh, I don't know. Mini Mix.
Mini Mick.
Brilliant.
I was saying if it was boys, it'd need to be Little Mick. Little
Jesse, Mick. Jesse.
Yeah. Too late.
Mini Mix. Oh, I love it. There should be a Mini Mix, by the way.
Rob, at least you had a good laugh doing that. Paris is correct. Dog is correct. Nadine Coyle. What family act will play Cork this summer? Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, are Crystal Swings still performing?
No.
Are they? I think they are.
Are they?
I don't know.
Together?
I know. Derek. Derek's amazing live.
He's fantastic,
if you ever get a chance to see him.
I think he just does solo stuff now.
Yeah.
If they're listening, they're going to be like, no.
The answer I was looking for was the Corrs, actually. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. But technically, if Crystal Swing were playing, though, I'd have to give you that. Okay, in Greek mythology, who was the god of the sun? Helios.
Yes.
The first Oasis album was definitely Maybe. Carbon dioxide is correct. Jessie Nelson is the answer to number 8. And that's as far as we got, buddy.
Well done, Rob.
That's okay.
Rob, it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Get yourself something nice for the house.
I can get a cushion out of that.
You can. Nice cozy cushion for your arse. Well done, buddy.
Yeah.
Listen, come back and do it again, Rob, and we'd love to have you back on, all right?
Perfect. Thanks a million.
Care,
cheers, Rob. That's Rob in Little Island on the pop quiz. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Remember when Derek from Crystal Swing was in here a few weeks ago on Prendeville's show?
That's right.
And you called them Crystal Meth. Do you remember that? Do you remember that, Vic? And I said to Derek, you're not going to believe what she called your family band. And he went over and I said go over to Vic and be really angry with her. And he tapped you on the shoulder. He went, it's Crystal Swing, not Crystal Meth. And Vic just stared up like he was about to pounce on her. I'm really sorry.
Red FM Breakfast. breakfast.
Let's go.
With McDonald's. Start your day the Mac Cafe way. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
All right, let me see. I got Kate there. Hello, Kate.
How are things? How are you?
My things are grand. How are your own things?
Okay.
Good stuff. Did you have a good weekend?
Brilliant weekend, yeah. I'm just back from Dublin now. I'm about to head into placement, so.
Oh, very okay, good, okay. Very good. Right, enjoying the sunshine and ready to do a bit of glamping down in West Cork. So we're going to send you, have you ever been on Bear Island?
I've never been, no. I'd love to go.
Oh my gosh, you're going to love it. Now, I need to do 5 and 10, okay? I'm going to give you a subject, but you have to give me 5 things relating to that subject. Okay. You only have 10 seconds. Are you okay?
I am, yeah.
Come on, Kate.
Your topic this morning. Give me 5 things that happen at Mass.
Communion, confessions, pass the basket,
yep.
Prayer, and confirmation.
Yeah!
Yeah! God, Kate!
Tell me the truth. When was the last time you were at Mass?
I was there last weekend.
Oh, well done. See, there you go. Sometimes it works out.
She knew.
Yeah.
Well
oh,
done.
My God. Who are you bringing to Bear Island with you?
I'm going to bring Mam, I think. She's the best mother in the world and her birthday's coming up, so she deserves
Kate,
a treat.
That's lovely. That's lovely.
Yeah. What's your mum's name?
Anne O'Driscoll, Lena Shannon.
For all the years of hardship she put up with you and all your guff and your teenage disco messing and all the years days you went missing and she was freaking out about you for all the heartbreak and the boyfriends and the breaking up and the where is she now and all of the mess phone calls he never made and the text messages he never sent and is it for are you making up are you trying to
I was making up for the last 24 years so.
You're balancing the books. Listen, you're going to love Bear Island. wildatlanticcamping.ie for more details. They're going to take good care of you. Enjoy your amazing weekend. See you, Anne.
Thanks so much.
Bye bye, Katie as well. Take it easy.
Take care, Kate.
Yeah.
That's Kate O'Driscoll and Anne O'Driscoll on the way to Bear Island. We're giving away a 2-night weekend stay for 3 friends. Take two of your besties to Bear Island. Guaranteed to make memories. Exploring rock pools, jumping off the pier, fishing, campfires, kayaking, checking the cove, the whole lot. WildAtlanticCamping.ie if you want to book in. There was a cash machine clip from last Friday when Barry rang Des and he made a reference in it.
If we send you back to Graceland, are you bringing people with you?
I'll bring my girl with me, yeah.
Let's take care of business, as Elvis would have said. How much in the cash machine?
It's 156,000, Barry.
Yay! So, right, the reference to Elvis, let's take care of business. Both myself and Mark and everyone else were scratching our head going, did he mix Elvis up with Tiesto?
Let's get down to business. Yeah.
So I had to get on to Mr. Cash Machine. Barry, what's going on?
Well, it's a one for the money. The story about the TCB thing is it's taking care of business. And Elvis, for his really close pals, they had a little club they used to call the TCB Club. They were all basically a lot of hangers and Klingons and stuff. But he used to give them these rings, these very expensive rings that were engraved TCB, taking care of business. It was one of Elvis's catchphrases. So there you go. And it's one for the money.
Thank you.
I
will never doubt your references again.
How did he die again, Elvis?
How did Elvis die? The king died, like, on the throne. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
He was having a poo.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. It's one for the money, a two for the show. That's how I want to go. That's how I want to leave this earth.
Red FM Breakfast, let's go.
With McDonald's, start your day the Mac Cafe way. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.